Shama Gun Radha Gun Giri Govardhan Ki, Matura Vrindavan Dham Ki, Mayapur Navadvip Dham Ki, Jagannapuri Dham Ki, Nuramaniji Dham Ki, Tulasi Devi Ki, Bhakti Devi Ki, Ganga Mai Ki, Yama Mai Ki, Samvita Bhakti Vrinda. Glorious to the Assembly of Devotees, all glorious to the Assembly of Devotees, all glorious to the Ram Randa, Gautama Ji. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So reading first canto. Chapter 8, verse 30. Janma karma cha vishvatman. Ajasya kartoratmanah. Tiryan nishishu yadashu. Tat. Atyanta vidambanam janma karma cha vishvatman ajasya kartoratmanah tiryan nishishu yadasu tad atyanta vidambanam janma karma cha vishvatman ajasya kartoratmana tiryam nishishu yadasu tad atyanta vidambanam Ladies. Janma. Birth. Karma. Activity. Cha. And. Vishva Atman. O soul of the universe. Ajasya. Of the unborn. Akartu. Of the inactive. Atmanaha. Of the vital energy. Tiryak. Animal. Human being. Rishishu. In the sages. Yadasu. In the water. Ta. That. Atyanta. Veritable. Vidambanam. Bewildering. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Of course, it is bewildering, O soul of the universe, that you work though you are inactive, and you take birth though you are the vital force and unborn. You yourself descend among animals, men, sages, and aquatics. Verily, this is bewildering. Purport. The transcendental pastimes of the Lord are not only bewildering, but also apparently contradictory. In other words, they are all inconceivable to the limited thinking power of the human being. The Lord is the all-prevailing supersoul of all existence, yet he appears in the form of a boar amongst animals, in the form of a human being as Rama, Krishna, etc., in the form of a rishi like Narayan, and in the form of an aquatic like a fish. Yet it is said that he is unborn, and he has nothing to do. In the Shruti mantra, it is said that the Supreme Brahman has nothing to do. No one is equal or greater than him. Natasya karyam karnam cha vidyate, natat samascha vyadikascha vishyate. Rasya shaktir vividayashu. It's not given, but many times it's quoted. And many times Prabhupada gives the Sanskrit, even in Bhagavad Gita. Sveta Sitaro, I think. So, again, he says, nothing to do, no one is equal to or greater than him. He has manifold energies, prasya shakti, and everything is performed by him perfectly by automatic knowledge, strength, and activity. Jnana bala kriya cha. All these statements prove without any question that the Lord's activities, forms, and deeds are all inconceivable to our limited thinking power. Avana manasa gochara. And because he is inconceivably powerful, everything is possible in him. Therefore, no one can calculate him exactly. Every action of the Lord is bewildering to the common man. He cannot be understood by Vedic knowledge. Vedeshu durlabham adurlabham atmabhakto. That's it. Bhama Sangita. Though that's the Vedas. Beyond the Vedas, because Krishna compiles the Vedas, he cannot be known by the Vedas unless he makes himself known. There's also in the Upanishad verse, it says that one who is very fortunate, he can, but it has to be by the mercy of Krishna, then one can understand Krishna. Of course, if one is in the sattva mode, we didn't finish the purport here. It says, he can be easily understood by the pure devotees. They are intimately related with him. The devotees therefore know him. Although he appears amongst the animals, he's not an animal, nor a man, nor a rishi, or a fish. He is eternally the Supreme Lord in all circumstances. So, again, the English. Of course, it is bewildering, soul of the universe, that you work though you're inactive, you take birth though you are the vital force of and the unborn. You yourself descend among animals, men, sages, and aquatics. Verily, this is bewildering. In the first canto, at the end of the second chapter, the very last verse, these subjects are dealt with here in the form of a prayer. But these prayers are not like mundane prayers. These prayers are always full of gyan, sankhya. In other places, is referred to as just knowledge that, not mundane Sankhya. Sankhya and mundane is to count everything, but our knowledge is given by Kapiladev. Janma karma chame divyam evam yoveti tattat. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna is talking about this birth. Anyone who understands it, then tattvata, in truth. So the more we can read, study, is said by Kaviraj Goswami, yat take vichare, kori premadan. The more we study these prayers, these slokas, Kaviraj Goswami says, kori premadan, you will get prema. It's not something that we should avoid, studying the Bhagavatam one. I think it's Prabhupada used to laugh and say, oh, they say this is a very dry subject. From Prabhupada's angle, is completely a joke. What they're doing is very dry. And in the Gita also it says, one who is intelligent in human society, he knows what is action, what is inaction. So here it says Krishna is inactive. He doesn't really have to do anything. He is simply enjoying in Goloka Vrindavan. There's so many cows, cowherd boys. In the morning they greet him in different ways. Described by Jiva Goswami in Goloka Vrindavan, how there's different sections within the lotus of Goloka. And on the outside there is the Sweta Dweep. But within Goloka Vrindavan, the lotus petals and how they're formed, and it's unlimited actually within that area. So there's no limit to it. Ananta, achintya. It is, as it says here, for the common man. So most of us would identify ourselves as common men, because even Shesha, Ananta, who has 1,000 mouths, he cannot come to the end of glorifying Krishna, describing Shesho Dunapi. This is all said by Sukadeva in the second canto. Shesho Dunapi Samavasati Nasha Param. He cannot get to the param, to the end. He's continually describing, trying to describe. And poets, Jiva Goswami says that even poets feel inadequate. But when we read Jiva Goswami, or we read Vishwanath Chakravarti, or Sukadeva, or Prabhupada, or anybody, we cannot fathom how they can describe Krishna and go on and on. Like Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati said, we can put out a newspaper every day, 24 hours, because it was questioned how you can put out a newspaper, Dainik, daily, to describe Krishna. It doesn't seem possible. That's, no, because Bhaktisiddhanta says we can have 24 hours, satatam kirtayanto mam, to try to describe, and never come to the end. It's just said that one can never, kastripnuya tirtipato, who could be satisfied by, who can reach the end of satisfaction? Never. Even Arjuna says that in Gita also, that your words are like amrita, ambrosia, and we never tire of hearing. So speak to me again and again. He's asking Krishna. So all these topics are unlimited. Lord Brahma has his prayers. And he also described Janati Tattvam Bhagavam Himno. By speculation, we cannot come to this, to Krishna consciousness, but only by hearing. In another place, or in the beginning of the first canto, it says also Yata Yavito Vahnir Darushveka Shayonishi Naneva Bhati Vishvatma Uteshu Chatatapuman. Is describing also the Vishvatma. It's another way of saying Paramatma. You can say Vishvatma, but Vishwanath Chakravarti says Vishvatma means most attractive also, because it's the name of Krishna. So super soul is also not a dry subject. You would find that big Sandarbha is written by Jiva Goswami describing the Paramatma, the Vishvatma, and many times it's described Bhagavan Api Vishvatma Bhaktanama Bhayankara. He vanquishes all the fear of the devotees. When one comes in contact with the Vishvatma, the super soul, specifically there in the 10th canto, where Krishna is describing like that Bhagavanapi Vishvatma, and that Anakadundabe, Mana Anakadundabe, that he entered the mind of Anakadundabe. He's not really born. He's entering the mind of Anakadundabe is Vasudev, and then entering into Devaki, Jagani Vasa, and she becomes like the mother of the universe, Jagani Vasa. So this is called Dhamma, wherever Krishna enters. And so in the first canto, it's describing Bhagavanapi Vishvatma, Bhuteshu Chatata Pumam. Just like wood, fire is in wood, or you can say there's butter in milk, but the fire comes out. So when the fire is lit, just like Prabhupada is a lit fire, so when that wood is lit, when you want to kindle a fire, you take some other. So he can kindle the fire of Krishna consciousness, these pure devotees. He's the Tirtha, or the Dham, where Krishna lives. He doesn't just live in, he says that, I don't live, just live in Vaikuntha. There he says, I don't live in Vaikuntha, but sometimes just for poetic joke or something, he said, I don't live in the Galoka. Galoka eva nivasat yakilat na bhuta. Although he's in Galoka, he's Galoka eva, he's expanded, Galoka eva nivasat akilat na bhuta. Expanded, you can say, as the Shira Dakshai Vishnu into all the different hearts of every living entity. And so, in human form of life, one can accept the spiritual master, the sadhu, and the shastra, and become lit with the super soul and like this. So this is described throughout the shastras. Ato vishvesha vishvatma vishvamorte sakeshume. I think that was one, I don't know if it's coming up, but one of these prayers, Kunti Devi, is describing Ata vishvesha vishvamorte sakeshume. So as far as him appearing like a boar, it's mentioned here, he appears like a boar, even though he's a boar. Why is he a boar? Because a boar, or you can say even a hog, he has to take the earth up from the nether regions. He has a mission. Sometimes he appears as a swan in the 11th canto, and he's giving very high knowledge. Krishna is quoting in his Uddhava Gita. He's quoting the Hamsa incarnation as a swan. And there he's describing very elevated Gyan. He says, I appeared as a swan because even Brahma was bewildered. Because here, Vidambanam. Vidambanam means bewildered. So in the material world, everyone is bewildered by the material energy. But the devotees, they're bewildered by the spiritual energy. This is the Mahayana. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appears because everyone is so, their minds are disturbed in the material world. Yogyanamatam bhuvanam dayalur. He appears because everyone is on this mental platform. Therefore, he appears with his pastimes to make us mad after Krishna, after love of God. So one way or another, we have to be mad. Prabhupada used to quote one from some court in Calcutta that where the one expert witness was brought in, some psychiatrist, and that psychiatrist was asked by the judge, this man committed murder, is he mad or not? So that expert psychiatrist could only say, as far as I've seen, my lord, judge, he called him, he said, everyone is a madman. So who is crazy? Therefore, Prabhupada had an early little book, Who is Crazy? So yes, we admit we are crazy, but Madati Mata, Rupa Goswami says, in one sloka, he says, Madati Mata. We're mad and we're rolling on the ground without caring. Jumping in ecstasy. People drive by Of course, they're used to us in Gainesville. Other places, they may not be so used. But generally speaking, if someone hasn't seen a Harinam party and they see a bunch of guys all shaved up wearing these strange clothes, and the women are dressed very colorful and playing these very exotic instruments, they think, well, these people are really mad. Why don't they get a job? They should get a real job. I mean, they're jumping around here. We have to work so hard in the coal mines. whatever they work. So very hard, Prahlad Maharaj describes it. So, but the devotees have nothing to do also, like Krishna. They're simply, we work hard. Like Prabhupada was talking in Australia, you saw the little news clip where one newsman is saying, well, Your Grace, isn't it true that your men don't work? And Prabhupada said, I think we work harder than you. He said, Prabhupada, the guy was quiet after that. He said, I am up at night, and I'm sleeping maybe maximum 2 hours, but I'm working all night typing, and I'm doing, he described so many things. So he said, so what are you doing? Why do you say we don't work? Prabhupada often point out in Los Angeles how the neighborers, he called them the neighbors, that they were envious that you have so many vehicles and you simply go out chanting and somehow you're eating and you don't work. What do these people do? So there's no need for this hard labor. Banik, Prahlad Maharaj described it, the Banik, they're simply doing some trading, businessmen, or what is it? Sabritya, yeah, servants, or thief. A thief is risking his life, working very hard in the material world. Or sometimes they're diving. Some guys hold their breath for 9-10 minutes just looking for pearls, or sometimes they have looking for treasure. They go in and then they never come up. They go down in the ocean and never to return again. That's it. So they're looking for something in this material world, whether it's some treasure, some jewel, but that treasure won't satisfy. What satisfies, and even then we cannot be satisfied, there's always hankering more and more to hear about Krishna again and again. Vayam tu navitripyana, tripyama, uttama shloka lila, yat shinvitam rasa jnanam, svaru svaru pade pade. The sages, when they spoke with Sutta Goswami, they said, well, we really love to hear this messages of the Bhagavatam, not tripya. We're not satisfied. And the more we hear it, svadhu, svadhu, pade pade means step by step, again and again, we're hearing it. And we tasting svadhu, svadhu, pade, tasting it again and again. So Mahaprabhu is giving the taste. Asvadya svadayan bhaktam prema bhaktim ashikshayet. He's teaching all the devotees and initiating them, especially his intimate most. This type of initiation is not like sitting down on the fire ceremony, but when this type of initiation is by hearing, one hears, it enters. If he hears from someone who is lit, just like the wood, so the Vishvatma, he is appearing, but he's still lying dormant. So therefore it says, Bhavyat yesha sattvena lokam vai loka bhavana. Those who are sattvena, especially in the mode of goodness. Bhavyat yesha sattvena lokam vai loka bhavana. Lila anuvrato avatar anuvrato. His various avatars, they're performing so many activities and mentioned in Bhagavatam and other shastras. So when one becomes attracted to it and he hears it from someone who is attracted, Vasudeva Kata Ruchi, he develops his taste, Ruchi, to Vasudeva. So Vasudeva is also Vishvatma. Or you can say Vishvatma is Vasudeva. So just see that Jiva Goswami has given such a big book just describing this. But he has no book describing Brahman because there's nirvishesh, there's nothing to describe. Klesho Dikataras, Krishna says in the 12th chapter of the Gita, Klesho Dikataras, Tejam Avyakta Sapta Chetasam, Avyakta Higatir Dukam. Whatever type of, because he's not manifest, he has no qualities, you'll simply get more and more misery by this path. So Krishna, Arjuna asked him about it. So really, what is, you know, again he asked, even after a whole 11 chapters. Then finally in 12th chapter again, he says, so which is better? Is it better to just worship the personal form? He said, no. I mean, he says, yes, but forget about this impersonal, because it's klesha, it gives so much misery, so forget about it. In the 13th chapter again, Ketragyam Chapi Mamvidi, he's describing himself, Ketragyam, as the, sometimes he describes the super soul as not himself, as then again he says, one who knows that I and the super soul are non-different, then he makes advancement to the supreme destination. And in the ninth chapter, Maya Tatamidam Sarvam Jagat Avyaktamurtina. It's inconceivable, he said, that I enter everything, but I'm not in it. Also, Maya Tatamidam Sarvam Jagat Avyakta. I'm Avyakta. You want Avyakta, but I am the Avyakta. He says, Sarasat Chaham Arjuna, also in the 10th chapter. Sarasat, that which is existing, that which is not existing, I am the source of it. Aham Sarvasya Prabhava Matak Sarvam Pavartati. Whatever is existing and non-existing, there's no void. It may say is a void, but also that's Krishna is the source of all that. Pashame part, he says, just see, it's very inconceivable. Bhuteshu, but he only, like Jiva Goswami describes, that you can say Krishna is attached or not, or is he detached? Yes, he's detached completely. Samak sarveshu bhuteshu, he's equal. And udasina varasina, but one who renders seva, some seva, then I am favorable to him. Even if they're demigods, like we read in the Bhagavatam, the demigods, sometimes they get in trouble, Indra, Brahma, then he also neglects them. So, because they are overcome by tamagun or rajagun or some tamagun, then again rejects them. So he's attracted sattvena, sattakataya. So when the demigods come, they offer also these prayers, satyasya satyam, nihitam cha satyam. Everything is truth. One is pure and truthful and in the mode of goodness, therefore the devotees are called sat. Satam prasangam amabirya samabhido. And even when it's described by Prahlad Maharaj in his prayer, that itam nityarya, these same words are used, as a rishi, or as an animal, or as a fishing, something like that. So one Prahlad prayer, he says, itam nityarya rishi devadishavatara. Sometimes you appear, he says, as a rishi, a dev, a demigod, or a fish, or an animal. Yugana vrittam. But basically, dharma maho mahapurusha pasi jagana vrittam chana kalo yada bhavastriya. He says, finally you appear in all the yugas, but in Kali Yuga, chana kalo, you are covered. Covered means, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the, he also covers his ears. If you say, oh, you're Krishna, what's going on here? Even Sanatana Goswami, after Mahaprabhu was describing to him all the aspects of the avatars and Kali Yuga and so many things, Sanatana said, but you are Krishna, like, somehow. Usually he's so intimate, like Arjuna or more, you can say. So, but sometimes Mahaprabhu is appearing as the Paratattva. So then immediately Mahaprabhu will hold his ears. Don't say that. No one is Krishna, even he's sitting in Vrindavan, we just read in the Madhya Lila, how Madhya 18, he's sitting in Vrindavan and they're going to see Krishna. This is all arranged by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They're thinking, that this ordinary fisherman is Krishna, and they're talking to Lord Chaitanya, they don't understand. They're bewildered, so he's very bewildering. He's Mohayam, he's bewildering everyone. Whether he's bewildering us in materially or spiritually, we have to take, we can choose. Vidambayasi, so that's a nice word. Sometimes he's imitating, it's described that he's just imitating in Lord Brahma's prayer in the ninth canto, in the third canto of ninth chapter. This word is used also, Vidambanani. I can't remember that prayer, but Vidambanani. But as you do a mysterious imitation of worldly affairs, Krishna gets up, and even in the spiritual world, he gets up. There's so many sakis, manjaris there, and he's waking up. But Prahlad also says, Turyeshtito natatamo. He is no question of tamagun. He's in the Turya, the fourth dimension. Turyeshtito natatamo nagunams chiyongshe. He's not subject to any type of modes of nature. Ye chaiva saptika bhava. I think that's seventh chapter of the Gita. All the tribir gunamayar bhava, all these, they come from me, but I am not under these modes. So some rascals, they might try to, because they're under the modes, they think that Krishna doesn't. No, he says, no, they're coming from me. Maptak paratam nanyat kinchit asti. Nothing's higher than Krishna. These modes are all being, and he doesn't directly even do it. Natasya karyam, like, he's just enjoying. Prabhupada said he's not smoking a cigarette. In the material world, someone has nothing to do, immediately he has to smoke a cigarette, or if he's doing something or not, he's smoking a cigarette. Still, people do that. Amazing. So they need to constantly be doing. Prabhupada laughed one time about the, in one lecture, he said, people are trying to give up. He was talking about how the tongue is so uncontrolled, and the people, just to give up eating, they smoke. They used to say that by smoking, you don't eat or something. I guess because you're going to die young anyway, it doesn't matter. But they don't eat. But Prabhupada was, he said, I don't know, smoking is eating. There's something in the mouth. So he just, that's the way Prabhupada would see it, smoking is eating. So they always want something to do. Krishna has nothing to do in the spiritual world. He's just relaxing with his coward friends or the gopis. And I saw in the Gopal Champu recently that Jiva Goswami said, these intimate coward boys, they're enjoying all the rasas, even Madhurya Vatsalya. So, Nija Nija Bhave, Kaviraj says. Every devotee who has a relation with Krishna in any aspect, he's happy like that. He's not thinking. In the material world, everyone's thinking, oh, that movie star is enjoying so much. You know, he has a big mansion and he has a yacht. And I want that. I want this. I want that. This is the disease in the material world. But in the spiritual world, no one is. Everyone is satisfied. Still, they're not satisfied because it's Ananda Mudivard. It's ever expanding. Ever expanding. Even Krishna, who's Krishna, but he wants to understand how Radharani's enjoying. But it's purely spiritual. So when we bring our mind, Krishna Chaitanya Doya, to this type of mercy that is coming from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishna Chaitanya Doya, Korahavicha, we study that. Instead of studying what's in this material world, how no one is satisfied, we can see no one has ever become satisfied. Prahlad Maharaj says in his, when he's speaking to his friends, he says, you can be sure that no one in the material world has ever become satisfied. Kamala Dalaja, what is it? Sukalesha is a tiny particle. Sutamita Ramane Samaje. It is like dropping some drop of water in the desert. This is a poet. Who is that poet? Says, huh? Chandida. No, the other one. Is it Chandidas? Who wrote this? That's Chandidas?
Yeah.
Say it again. Tatala Saikate. Yeah, like a dry, sandy desert, putting one drop. There's no satisfaction. So everyone is struggling very hard, trying to do, but Krishna has nothing to do. Ajasya Katura. And he's not even born. And even in Jiva Goswami's describing in Gopal Champu, even in Goloka, they like to hear about this birth of Krishna, killing Putana, so many, all these pastimes that go on in the Boma Vrindavan. So he's showing that even in Goloka, but they like to hear that also there. Because if they don't get it, Krishna is not really born there. So they like to hear it. It's fun. Oh yeah, Krishna got born. And also, he's described as Vishvatma. He told Yogamaya, you go there and take Balaram, bring him to Braj, Gacha, Brajang Gacha. You do that, and therefore protect by, in your Srup Shakti is protecting all the residents of Vrindavan, all the devotees from Kamsa, the rage of Kamsa. Somehow or other, he's never able to kill anybody in Vrindavan. He sends all these heavy demons in. They're never successful because they're protected by Yogamaya. So when we get under the protection of Yogamaya, Naham Prakasha Sarvasya, Yogamaya Samavrita, she's protecting. And therefore, Krishna is not revealed to ordinary common man. Sometimes Prabhupada said, this Brahman realization is for common man. And different moods are there. Sometimes Prabhupada describes the Mayavad Sannyasi, impersonalists, as Paramahansas in the fifth canto. Whether you can be a Paramahansa, it's okay. Sometimes he said this Brahman realization is simply for common man. So if you are a Mayavadi Sannyasi, are you a common man, or are you a Paramahansa? It's also bewildering, we don't know, but we might get credit sometimes, depending on the mood. But the Vaishnavas are always merciful. They preach to everyone, Janasya Krishna, Vimokasya. Anyone who has turned his face away, they want to light them just like that wood. It's lying dormant. The Vishvatma is there. And so they speak, and their speaking is penetrating and lighting up within. And it's compared to wood. So we can remain dry wood or wet wood or Brahma Tadarshanam, Brahma Sattvam Tadarshanam, also a verse like that. When the Sattva-gun is prominent, then he can be lit, purified, you become purified. So the spark may fly, but if you're wet, you cannot become ignited. That's why that analogy is also given about the wood being wet, or lighting the fire, or sometimes cooking with fire from 2 miles away. Prabhupada described that one yogi story that yogi and one wealthy man said, oh, you are a big yogi? Can you stay all night in this freezing cold river? I heard yogis can do like that. He said, oh yeah, that's no problem, I can do that. Well, I'll give you such and such amount. Of course, the yogi didn't care much, he's a yogi. He said, no, I can do that. That wealthy man left one of his assistant secretary to watch. So all night he was watching. And the yogi was in the ice water, no problem. He was awake, didn't sleep. So in the morning, the wealthy man came and said, so what happened with this yogi? Well, he was there in the ice water. And was there any flame? He said, no, there was no flame. There was no warmth, no fire. I mean, some guy was cooking way up on the mountaintop from 2 miles. So the rich man decided to find fault. He said, oh. Then he took flame from there. He's a yogi. I said, so the secretary said, not really. I mean, there was one small fire like 2 miles, you know. You cannot say that. No, I don't think so. He said, no. So Prabhupada said, if we don't come close, satam prasangam, sadhu sangha, sarvashastra, then if we don't come close with the devotees, then asat sangha, then we take shelter of the asat. This is like cooking with fire from 2 miles away. There was one splinter group. So Prabhupada used to encourage them, and they were also initiated by Prabhupada. But at the same time, he gave them good lesson. He told his story. He said, you're away and you're just doing your own thing. That's okay. But let me tell you this story about cooking with fire. You're cooking with fire from 2 miles away. You need to come closer to the fire. So Prabhupada is able to light, I think there's a famous song, Light My Fire. Anyway, light the fire. Therefore, the devotees had a common saying, fire it up, fire it up. And even in Rupa Goswami uses this analogy, different grades of flaming, deepta, sudipta. When one becomes Krishna conscious, is glowing and fire and much and fired up. Blazing. Blazing, that's sudipta. What's the highest one, Pran? Sudipta?
First is bhumaita.
Bhumaita?
Bhumaita, like smoke.
Smoke.
Jalita.
Jalita, that's glowing. Glowing, like a,
light.
Yeah, amber glowing.
Deepta.
Sudipta. Udipta. Sudipta, udipta. Five stages. Smoke, and then glowing, and then small fire, and then blazing, and udipta. More blazing. So we want to come to that stage of udipta. Huh?
Thank you.
Okay. All right, so now we take questions. Oh, yeah, you have my blessing.
Thank you. Can you announce that the internet is not working so they can send me text?
This didn't go over internet?
Internet is not working.
This whole lecture didn't go on internet?
No, we are recording your lecture there. But the YouTube, where they have a chat room.
How could they hear it if I didn't go over it? Oh, internet chat room.
Yeah,
they can, they do what can they do? What can they do?
To send, if they have a question, they can send text to me.
They can send text to number
352-221-0041.
Prangovinda, that's his phone number. 352-221-0041.
No, listen.
Give him the mic, he wants to talk.
Hello. Hey, you said how nobody in the material feels satisfied, right?
Except for you.
Well, I felt satisfied when you said that, so I was wondering if that was a good or bad thing.
Once heard that the most enviable quality of Krishna is that he has nothing to do. That even when he kills the demons, or then it's actually another form of Krishna.
If you want to be envious, you may as well be envious of Krishna, like Kamsa, I guess. Because Kamsa thinks he's just some little boy, or But he also knows. I mean, once you start seeing holes in your reflection or shadow, or you can't see your shadow on the floor, and you got problems, then you need to go to a specialist.
I also wanted to ask, because I've heard that Krishna, he appears in every species. Is that?
Yeah, that verse, the last verse in the second chapter, Bhavya Yesha Satvena, but He is favorable to those who are sattvaina, in the mode of goodness. It's not, so I mean, you make some advancement, just like some dog gets some prasad, then he also, but he may not be purely in the mode of goodness. Or even the elephant, of course it wasn't a normal elephant, that Gajendra, but he offered all the prayers. So, but not every single time any animal, but sattvena, bhava yesha sattvena, lokam by loka bhavana, can be anywhere in the world, but has to be some influence of the mode of goodness. Just like we heard about that cow, who was telling a story about the cow that would always, oh no, someone told a story yesterday, the cow would wait for a red light and walk, and cows do that sometimes in India, so, but cow is animal, but also coming from the mode of goodness, there's some mode of goodness there, especially our cows, Krishna's cows. Sarabhi abhipalyantam. Krishna herds cows, Prabhupada said, not dog abhipalyantam, not herding dogs. But he said, in America, they made dog the best friend. Why? Because they are dog, Prabhupada said. They have made dog the best friend.
Is that America or Britain?
Also in Britain. No, they're allowed to be in the dog best friend. Because, yes, they speak English. Yeah, I'm not. Prabhupada said, why in America? I'm just quoting. You want to find fault with Prabhupada. You're allowed to do that. He said, why in America they say dog is best friend? I don't know if they have that saying. I lived in England for a year. I never heard it. You may have heard it, although you never lived in England. Therefore, should we accept you or me or Prabhupada? Yeah, Krishna can speak with dogs. If they're a little bit motive tinged by the mode of goodness. Sattvena. Lokam. Oh, yeah, in Germany they learned the language by speaking with dogs. That's true. So they're ahead of the Americans. Many Americans come from Germany, so that's okay.
So we always hear about the, you know, the Das avatars. But
take that mask off, you're muffled.
Is there any scriptures that talk about, like, the other incarnations of Krishna, you know, in the...
It says, as Rishi, as Narayan Rishi, Narada Rishi, they're all empowered. Rishis, the four Kumaras are Rishis, there's so many Rishis, and so many Devas, all these Devas that appear with Krishna, whether they're, even sometimes Vasudeva is said to be a demigod, and Kashyapa, and all these, Kardama Muni, and they're all, and, you know, you'll have... Yeah, but not every single one.
So it's not in every species of life.
It could be every, like an ant. We don't hear about ant incarnations.
No,
I never
no,
read. Maybe Stididia read about it.
Bimbo, protibimbo, anubimbo.
What?
Bimbo, anubimbo, protibimbo.
Anubimbo, protibimbo means what?
Any species we see here, it has origin in bimbo. The Lord himself has a form, and follower is called bimbo.
But it didn't say every ant. It said animals, aquatic. It didn't even say insects. It said, but we take insects as our guru anyway, because Krishna is giving in the 11th canto. He's giving so many, the bee, different types of bee. The one bee is a Makshika. The one is a Brahmara. Brahmara bee is traveling around. So we take that example as our guru. Makshika bee, he's getting entangled, he gets caught by a flower, even a lotus flower, and he's killed. That means that if one is too attached, even if he's a sannyasi, if he sits in one place or too much, or if he begs and gets too wealthy, then he's caught. So there, we take these insects as our gurus also. Red ants, fire ants, they bite your foot, then at the last, Deha Guru Mama, Virakti, that Krishna says, the final guru is your own body, which suffers so much, then you take it as your guru. So any guru is empowered. So those bees are empowered. Even your own body is your guru, because it teaches you detachment from all, the, you know, you're always in pain. So that's all directly from Krishna, I was giving that. So it said, what does it say? Deva Tiryan. What was the verse? Beginning? This verse said, didn't mention insects though. That's what I was saying. This particular verse. Yadushu, water creatures. Tiryan means fish. animals, men, and rishis. But never, I didn't see that it was here mentioned insects. So somewhere else it might say insect. So we can get the idea that the bees, or Prabhupada used to use the ant. Ants get empowered. You see this ant, he's struggling. If you put your finger there, Prabhupada said, the ant will move away. The ants are very intelligent. They live in the wall. They have a whole civilization, Prabhupada said, in the wall. And they get intoxicated on sugar. And just like they come out and they find sugar in the flowers. There were some flowers lying near Prabhupada. So in that way, we take lessons from the ants.
You said he was ants one life.
Huh? Cockroach. Prabhupada said that certain gurus are just like cockroaches, just they're trying to do some levitation. He said, so cockroaches float in their own gases. So those gurus, those who instruct like that, they're also empowered as cockroaches. I never saw a cockroach floating in his own gas, but he floats on some gases, on other people's gas, but Prabhupada said it, so. Anything else? If anyone sees any incarnations in the insect kingdom, let me know by next week. It'll be a special boon bestowed upon. Hari Bol. No more question online, phone? Hare Krishna.